We're going to be looking at the sermon dashboard today. The sermon dashboard, this is the way that you manage all things sermons on your sermon audio account. To get to the dashboard, simply click on the sermon dashboard link here in the toolbar. It takes you to this page where you'll type in your member ID and password. And I'll just do that quickly. This is our new sermon dashboard. This particular section of the dashboard is the sermon manager you see here. And then you have the series manager and the embed editor. This side toolbar can collapse if you need more space to be able to work here on the right side. But we'll keep it open for now. Let's go ahead and create a new sermon by clicking on this button right here. This is the Create New Sermon page, and you'll notice here that you have on the left side now all of the drafts that you have. You can actually be creating multiple sermons at the one time if you need to do that. The very first thing you're going to do is select an audio. You can either click on this here and select an audio just like that, and it begins uploading right away, or you can use the advanced mode. And the advanced mode will allow you to change some settings in the audio. It says it's processing, and clicking on view details will take you down to this section, which now shows you what's happening to that audio on our side. And you can actually see the progress. This is a real-time tracker that you can see where in the pipeline your media is. And there you go. It's encoded it. And there you have it. Once it's done, you have the waveform that's been created in this page. What we'll do next is we'll supply a title. This is a sample sermon. This title is very long. You'll notice that the short title slides down. Now, if you don't supply a short title, it will just trim the title and put some dots like this. And this is not really recommended. We would prefer if you actually typed in a proper short title. And a short title is used in various places around the site and on the mobile app where the long title would just not fit. So it's nice to have both your regular title and a short title. And of course, if they are both short enough, then that would be fine. And you don't need to have two different versions of the title. Select your speaker. Once you select your speaker, you can select a series, if it's part of a series, the date that it was recorded, the language. An event category puts it in the right category, makes it a lot easier for people to find it. And you can type in a Bible reference. And we recommend you type in a very specific reference. This is our Bible reference selector. So it allows you to very easily start typing the book, and then you hit tab, and you can go to a chapter, like chapter, it even shows you how many chapters there are in that book. Chapter 3, and then tab, and starting with verse 16, perhaps, and then you'll see an end verse pop up down there, tab, to, let's say, 20. And then you hit add, and then you can have a second reference there, or you can click away to just have that one reference. It's a very, very easy way to accurately input a Bible reference. And then once you're done with that, then you can save publish right away. Click on this checkbox saying that you're not violating any copyright laws, and you can just save the draft or you can publish it. And if you hit publish, you can click on that sermon and it will take you to that sermon page. There it is. You can go back to the editor here, the sermon manager. You can go back to the sermon listing by clicking on this link. Go back to sermons. This is the sermon manager, and there's that sermon that we just published right there. And that's it. There's a lot here, but I just wanted to show you how to create a sermon from beginning to end. I hope it was helpful, and that's the 2-minute tip for today.